Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Basra Ayin Test, Baba Basra 79A, pagination is 157. We're going to start on the facing page, Masnisin, in the middle of the wide lines, in the beginning of a line. Hamocher es hachamor, a person who's selling a donkey. Mocher es hasiach, is selling the child together with. Mocher es hapara, but if a person is selling a cow, lo mocher es bena, he is not selling the child together with. And of course, the Gemara wants to know what the difference is. Skipping to the Gemara two lines later, hechi dami, what's the case? De amar lehi ubena, if you said, and its son, afilu para, ubenonami, then it should be the same rule by the cow. Idelo omalehi ubenon, if you did not say, and the child, afilu chamar nami lo, the donkey should also not go with the child. Omer Rav Papa explained, the omale chamor maniko para maniko, a donkey that's nursing, and a cow that's nursing. And in that case, there would be a distinction between the donkey and the cow as far as the child goes. Bishlama para, by the cow, ikalamema lechalba ba'ila, I could understand what he's doing. He wants a nursing cow so that he could continue to milk it. He wants it for the milk. And once that's true, we don't really have a proof that he for sure wanted the child too, and that transaction was on the child. Elachamor, maiko amale, but when it comes to a donkey that's nursing, what do you think he was purchasing? Shemami no, he ubenaka amale, since the donkey's milk is not kosher, so it's understood that when he says nursing, he means a donkey with a child, meaning the scenario of a nursing donkey, which is mother and child. Now, the Gemara branches off based on the term that was used for the child of the donkey. Va'amai kari le'siach. Why was it called this interesting word, siach? And the Gemara answers, shemahalich achar sicha no'e, because the nature of the child is that the child goes after sweet talk. Someone speaks gently, softly, encouragingly, seductively to this child. The child comes. As opposed to once the child is older, so the adult version of the same species, the regular donkey, does not listen just because you talk to it. It's headstrong. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that based on this word, sicha, that it's sweet talk, we can understand what seems to be a poetic reading, a stylistically liberty type reading, which would mean that we know these concepts to be true independently, and we're kind of reading them into the psukim. That's what seems to be the presentation, although certainly there may be a deeper linked understanding of it. But at the end of Parshas Chukas, there's a statement that's made, Al kein yomru hamoshlim ba'u cheshbon, tibana v'sikonein ir sichon. Rashi explains that this section is referring to a very great reflection, a thoughtful analysis, that there was a city that belonged to Moab, and the Jewish people were not allowed to oppress Moab and engage them in battle. But what happened was a different country conquered the city, and as a result, the Jewish people were able to conquer the city because it was no longer owned by Moab. So when someone conquers a city, you have to wonder whether he's really conquering it for himself or because of some other sophisticated thing. And he's not the end of this progression. Really, he's just a middleman in order to get it to the Jewish people. So there's a lot of depth in Musar to such an idea when you don't see the whole picture. And we're going to get a glimpse into the teaching that Rabbi Yechanan gave on these verses. Maidachsiv, what does it mean when it says, Alken Yomru HaMoshlim? So the word Moshlim could come from the word Mashal, a parable, or it could come from HaMoshlim, Elu HaMoshlim BeYitzram, people who are Moshlim, they rule. There's such a thing as a melech, a king, and there's such a thing as a moshel, a ruler. So people who rule over their yetzahara, internal strength. What do these people say? Ba'u cheshbon. Let us make a calculation. Ba'u v'nechashev cheshbono shal olam. Let's make a calculation about what's worthwhile in this world. Hefsed mitzvah keneged schara. What loss did I take in order to acquire a mitzvah? What level of inconvenience or expense? Uschar aveira keneged hefseda. And likewise, to make a calculation, the enjoyment of an aveira, was it really worth the price we're going to pay? Continuing in the psukim, tibana v'sikonin. Imata osekein tibana ba'olam hazeh v'sikonin la'olam haba. If you'll join those people that make the calculation, then you'll be built in this world and you'll be assured in the world to come. You'll be on good footing. However, ir sichon, imesim adam atmo ka'ayir zeh, if you make yourself like this child of the donkey, shemahalich achar sichon noya, that goes after sweet talk, maksiv acharov, what does the pasuk say? Ki esh yotza mecheshbon. A fire comes out from those who do make the calculation and show that morality is possible. V'socha l'sheina mechashvim, and it consumes those who do not make the calculation. V'lahova mikiryas sichon, and likewise a blaze, a fire comes out from the tree. Mikiryas tzadikim shenikru usichin, from tzadikim who are called trees because they're more permanent than the grass that would dry out in a bit of lack of water, and the tree can thrive. It could endure difficulty. So you will notice that the word sichon is being used both in a good sense and a bad sense. Siach in sweet talk, the one who listens to sweet talk, and sichon as in a tree, meaning the tzaddikim. So which one does it mean? But we do find that certain words can be used interchangeably depending on context, depending on what meaning we're looking for. Water, for example, could be representative of overwhelming challenge. Ba'u mayim ad nofesh, pasuk in Tehillim. Or it could be kamayim layam mechasim, nurturing. Water nurtures. And so much water is like lotzamei lamayim. A person's not thirsty for water, but rather for the Dvar Hashem. Water is compared to something so nurturing and positive. So it depends. Is water damaging or is it positive? It depends on the context. And here also this word is used in both ways. Achla or moav zeh mahalech achar yitzro ka'ayir zeh shemahalech achar sicha noe. And it consumes the or, which again is a word for this young animal that follows the sweet talk. The drasha continues, Ba'alei bamos arnon, elugasei haruach, it's talking about people who are haughty, A person who is haughty ends up in Gehenim. He doesn't have the reverence to listen to guidance. Vaniram, Amar Rasha, Ein Ram. The Rasha says, there's no up high, there's no higher being, no higher calling. Avad Cheshbon, Avad Cheshbono Shal Olam, the calculation of the world has been lost. And again, we see that the word Cheshbon is used over here, Avad Cheshbon, in a negative connotation. There were those who were making the calculation, and over here there's Avad Cheshbon, the people who are negating the calculation and saying it's meaningless. Ad Divon, but this will only last until Divon. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hamtina Sheyavo Din. Wait until a din, a judgment, is actually passed, and you'll see that they're deluding themselves. Continuing on to today's daf, on this theme that there is an ultimate judgment, three lines down, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kalaporish Midivrei Torah, a person who removes himself from Torah, Esho Chalaso, a fire consumes him. Shenemar v'nasati yespanai bohem, mehaesh yatsu v'haesh tochleim. They came from fire, motivated by fire, and fire will consume them. Now, this theme of fire could be understood as a bit of retribution, but it seems to also be true in and of itself, that the fire itself consumes. We have a statement, Ish v'isha, a man and a woman, Shechina be'inehem, if the Torah, if Hashem, Hashem's presence, Shechina, is with them, then it's good for them. And if not, Eish ochlam, fire consumes them. So it's been observed that the words Ish, man, and Isha, woman, contain both of them the words Eish, the letters for Eish, Aleph Shin, but also a Yud in the man's name and a Hey in the woman's name. Yud and Hey together are Hashem's name, Ka, as in Hallelujah, praise God. Ka is God's name. So if God is with them, so then it bonds and the two fires join together in a beautiful way. And that's also the theme that we see in Neros Shabbos, besides the mitzvah of Neros Shabbos, but we see a theme, husband and wife, each one contributes a fire, a flame, and the two of them together create holiness. But if God is not in the picture, then all there is Eish, fire, passion. And the husband and wife are together without God. It's passion. All it is the fire of passion, and that passion itself will destroy because it's very powerful, but it doesn't find its lasting, bonding nature if God is not present. And the passion itself can destroy. So again, the quote that we see in today's session, Ba'u Cheshbon, come do a calculation. This is mentioned by the Mesilas Yesharim as one of his major themes in the beginning of the Sefer, Ba'u v'nechashev cheshbono shel olam, to make a calculation regarding the world, what things are worth doing, are proper to do, and what things are very worthwhile to avoid. It's just not worth the price. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.